time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. It always feels so great to be here. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. I am so excited about today's show. I have Dr. Frank Lipman here. He's going to be joining me in a couple of minutes. He is the author of Revive, Stop Feeling Spent and Start Living Again. He's also a pioneer and internationally recognized expert in the field of integrative and functional medicine. He is the founder of the fabulous 1111 Wellness Center in New York City, where his personal brand of healing has helped thousands of people reclaim their vitality and recover their zest for life. So, I ask you, do you feel like your body is out of sync? Are you feeling so exhausted it's hard to get up and go? Could it be possible that you are spent? Well, if you've answered yes to these questions, then it's time to stop feeling spent, get revived, and start living again. Yes, you have come to the right place. As mentioned by Dr. Oz, when you're running on empty, the first step can be the hardest, of course. Dr. Lipman provides many options to jumpstart your body and keep it cruising. Thanks for that, Dr. Oz. And Gwyneth Paltrow said that Revive is essential reading for anyone feeling exhausted by modern life. The Daily Beats are a series of simple steps you can follow to restore and recover your natural rhythm. Fabulous. It's a great book. I actually have two copies. I have the hard copy, and then I have Revive on my iPad, so I always have the information with me. But, you know, I always like to talk about clutter and getting organized. And before we can start any kind of exercise program or weight loss program, it's so important for us to get organized. Decide on what you need to do, where you want to go, and put that all in order. Of course, we all have clutter, not only on our bodies, but in our homes, in our minds, in our thoughts. And the idea is always to get rid of the clutter. We no longer need it. It's negative energy. So I always say, for today's topic, we're going to be talking about diet, exercise, and getting organized. And if you're out there and you do want to start a diet program, it's so important to get that kitchen organized. And by the way, if you organize your kitchen and get rid of the clutter, of course, I guarantee that you will be able to lose weight. So what you want to do is start going through your pantry. Toss out the old, unused, processed, bleach, chemical-filled products. Then start by making a list and replace those items with healthy alternatives. It's a good idea to organize your pantry by type, like keeping all the like items together, the canned goods or the baking ingredients, pastas or the rice. Always keep those together. It'll make it much easier when creating and preparing a meal. Another thing that's always good, and Frank really talks about a lot of these things in his book, is to prepare some meals in advance. You know, and what I mean by that, chop, dice, saute, blanch. This way, you are all together organized for the week. You might want to, in the beginning of the week, it's a good idea to make some dressings, make a couple of marinades. You know, we're all so busy these days that cooking a healthy meal takes some time, and sometimes we're not taking the time to do that. But if we are organized and prepared, it makes it a lot easier for us. You want to enjoy what you're eating. That's so important for us to think about. So savor the taste while keeping in mind what you're eating. keep in mind that when you're eating healthy, organic, clean food, what you're eating is fueling your mind and body, which is so important. We want to fuel. We want to make ourselves, help ourselves feel better, have more energy. So many of us are lacking energy, and, you know, we're stressed. We're really running on empty. So, oh, I see that Dr. Frank is here, and I'm going to pick him up right away because I'm so excited to talk to him.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Frank Lippmann. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous. I have to start out by saying that 1111 Wellness Center is just a fabulous space. I so enjoyed being there. It, energetically, you know, you walk in the door, and energetically, it is so peaceful and welcoming and wonderful, and the staff is fabulous. So I thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, where did the 1111 come up? Because it's not the address. So,
no, that's a long story, and it's not worth telling. It was when I started the clinic in 1991, I was caught up in this whole 1111 time frame from the Mayan calendar where there would be, we thought there'd be a shift in consciousness. So I got caught up in that, and that's why
interesting.
I named it 1111. So that's
interesting.
22 years ago.
Interesting. Because 1111 to me always means that everything is in divine order.
Right. So, you know, I was just caught up with that.
I think it's fabulous.
Prediction.
I love 1111.
Okay.
It's great. It's just really great. But I wanted to.
And at the same time, I sing 1111 all the time.
Me too.
I sing 1111. So
I see 1111 in
I
the morning.
I
see it all the time. Don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So it's all in divine order for us, which is just lovely. But I wanted to start out because, of course, I have two copies of Revive, like I said before. One is I've got the hard copy, and then I have it on my iPad, so I have the Bible with me all the time. But I wanted to talk a little bit about you and how this whole started and growing up in South Africa and studying, and how did you come upon this 6-week plan that we talk about?
The 6-week plan was sort of a variation of what I do in my practice because I had to, when I wrote the book came out of my agent said, I need to write another book. And she said, well, what do you see a lot in your practice? And I said, people are tired.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone comes to me and some of them don't even know they're fatigued. But they're fatigued. They're running on empty. So that's where spent, the concept of spent came. You know, people are spent. So I sort of try to put down in a book, which is always difficult, what I do in my practice because you don't really do the same thing for everyone. And we came up with a 6-week program, although it's not, you know, I try not to be strict with the 6 weeks per se, but I came up with a program where every day I would give someone a tip on what they can do to get better. So that's
correct.
How it came about. It was trying to put everything I do into a program.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. And I love also the story, just going back to the fact that, you know, where you're from and how, you know, that all started. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it started early, you know, I think growing up in South Africa during apartheid,
mm-hmm.
where you know everything's wrong and rotten, and that's the system, and you're sort of looking around and you're going, are you the only one thinking that this is wrong, but everyone's just living with this, and sort of I feel the same way about the medical system as I felt growing up in South Africa as a white South African under apartheid, that people just accepted things as normal and they were totally abnormal and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, same as there's, you know, apartheid means separation and it goes with discrimination. And there's the same in Western medicine. There's separation of Western medicine and alternative stuff. There's discrimination. And in fact, the same attitude that whites had to blacks in South Africa when I was growing up is the same as attitudes of doctors to alternative practitioners. So I see so many parallels between growing up during apartheid and seeing what was going on around me and being a Western medical doctor. You know, in both times I was part of the system. I'm part of the system as a doctor. I was part of the system as a white South African. And both times, you know, it's pretty obvious that the system is not a particularly healthy system. And, you know, I feel my feelings are the same towards apartheid in a way as they are to the Western medical system. I mean, I know that's a bit of an exaggeration, but many similarities. And so I started early on exploring alternatives. You know, my first exposure to non-Western medicine was actually in the black hospitals in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I was exposed to the Sangomas, the traditional healers. And I saw even then, early on, that, you know, sometimes these healers were helping patients that we couldn't help.
Yes.
So what you'd see in the hospital when we couldn't help the patient, the family of the patient would call in the Sangoma, and sometimes they would help. So I sort of noticed early on that, you know, there must be other ways. You know, the attitude of the doctors to the Sangomas was the same as the attitudes of white South Africans to black South Africans, sort of patronizing and condescending.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen, you know, I've had a, in a way, something to fight the injustices of the system from an early age. And I just saw, in a way, getting into alternative medicine was sort of a continuation of my struggle against the system. I know that sounds a bit grandiose, but that's sort of...
No, I hear you. I hear you. And really, the work that you're doing is just, it's just fabulous. And the book is a great, great example of what you're doing, Revive, because there's so much information in there, and it's completely organized, which, of course, I love. And I love the fact that for the 6-week program, you do give not only what we need to eat, but talk about sleeping, exercise, the things that we, you know, need to do and think about. It's like a whole total package for somebody.
Yep.
And it's so easily broken down that it's very easy to follow, which is really,
right.
It's wonderful.
Yes, and well, that's what we try to do. I try to take all these little common sense tips that doctors don't know or don't teach patients, you know, simple things like making your room dark at night. There's so many simple things that can help you feel better that we are not getting from the medical system. And to me, that's all medicine, you know, exercise, what you eat, how you think, all these lifestyle tips are actually just as powerful as drugs, or can be just as powerful as drugs. And
yes.
Many times, and unfortunately in Western medicine, only two tools are drugs and surgery. So if you have a problem, the doctor just can recommend a drug or recommend surgery. And I had to explore all these other wonderful techniques and modalities that are actually very helpful. And most people should be experimenting with these first before you resort to drugs.
Of course.
You need, you know, Western medicine is wonderful for crisis care. If you break a bone, if you're having a heart attack or appendicitis or pneumonia, you know, sometimes we need, you know, you break a bone. So there's a, you know, important place for Western medicine. I don't say Western medicine is all bad, but it's crisis care medicine. Most people are not breaking bones and having heart attacks. They can't poop and they're tired and they bloated.
Right.
And those are the problems that Western medicine doesn't really deal well with. And I think a more holistic approach is appropriate.
Yes, and I totally agree. And what you really, what you're saying is that we're out of rhythm, and what you want to do is get us back into rhythm. And
right.
In the book, there was
The rhythm aspect. I sort of found out, discovered that in that comes from living in the bush in South Africa. And realizing, or when I looked back, I didn't realize it at the time, when I looked back to see why the people that I was, I worked for 18 months in the bush in KwaNdebele in South Africa after I finished when I was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought back, these people were coming in with, they had crisis care problems, but they weren't coming in with the common problems that, we see today, the constipation or the fatigue and irritable bowel and the migraines. When they came to hospital, the problems we saw were they were really sick. And when I thought back, these people, there was no electricity there. So they lived with the seasons. They had to plant and eat the food that was local and seasonal. They had to go to sleep at night when it was dark. They had to live with the rhythms and seasons of nature. And so that sort of got me thinking, are we just out of sync with our body rhythms?
Yes.
So that's where the concept came from.
Right. Fabulous. And then even a patient of yours described, and this is in the book, how the process felt to her. And I thought this was really cool. She said that it was as if her body were a glass of muddy water. And every day we stirred it up and took out a teaspoon and added a teaspoon of fresh, pure water. She said each day the glass became a little clearer, and eventually she had a glass of fresh, sparkling water. What
right.
a great description.
That is a great description, I must say.
Yes.
And, I think that is a great metaphor and description for a lot of patients. What I do in my practice, we take out gluten and we take out sugar, and then we get them to exercise and we get them to sleep better, and then we get them to deal with the crap in their relationships, and
yeah.
all these little things all make them feel better. And it's that's what we got to do to get healthy and feel vital. You got to keep taking out the muddy water and putting in clear water. And I think that's the way it is. It's not it's very rare that they're quick fixes for problems. Problems are usually multifactorial, and the remedies as well.
Of course, yes, I agree. And you're talking my language, because I believe that we all need to get rid of the clutter in our lives, and
yep.
the sugar, and the gluten, and those negative thoughts. The negative
exactly.
ideas, the that is all clutter in our lives.
Exactly.
And once we start to get rid of it slowly by slowly, we feel freer. We feel
right.
better about ourselves.
Right.
So that's my MO.
Right. And I agree 100%. But I tell you what is interesting, what I've learned also over the last number of years, is the way to really get people to get it is to make them feel better quickly. If you can get someone to feel better quickly, then you've got them.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, you've struggled with, you can recommend this and that and say you need to exercise and you need to meditate and you need to do this, and they say yes, yes, yes. It's harder for someone to really get that, although they may know it intellectually, until you get them to really experience something quickly, and then they sort of know it in their own body. They don't have to believe you. And that's,
mm-hmm.
I think, the trick that I've discovered in the last, maybe not discovered in the last 5 years, but in the last 5 years I've really got that. And that's why I developed this cleanse, because I have a cleanse that in 2 weeks you feel so much better. That's what keeps people staying healthy and keeping off gluten and keeping off sugar. So if you can get the way I wrote my Revive book was slowly, gradually get people to do it. You get a better response if you get people to do something for 2 weeks completely.
Yes.
They feel better, and then you've got them.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, once people really experience that vitality and wellness, mm-hmm. you don't have to convince them anymore.
Yes, absolutely. And it's important, you know, the two-week plan, it's not overwhelming. Everybody could do something for 2 weeks.
Right.
You
well,
know?
That's what I say to people. I say, give me 2 weeks, because I have so many people coming in. They're feeling this. They're complaining of all sorts of problems, from weight gain to feeling tired to their digestion's not good to they're not sleeping well, their skin's breaking out. And I say to them, okay, if you can give me just 2 weeks of not drinking, of stopping sugar, of stopping gluten, because when you tell people to stop sugar or stop gluten or stop alcohol, they say they can never do it. So I say to them, okay, we're not talking about forever. I'm saying give me 2 weeks where you do something properly.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 weeks, if you come back and you don't feel any difference, then I'm wrong. Then, you know, we have to rethink this. But do this properly for 2 weeks and see how you feel. And most people, I'd say the overwhelming majority, 80% at least, probably more, after 2 weeks come back and say, wow. And that's what actually gets them. Because when someone sees they can lose weight, their skin can get better, their bloating can go down, they feel more energized, then you don't have to say gluten's a problem or sugar's a problem or you shouldn't drink as much. Then you've got them, and then you find that middle way that works for people, where they can actually still feel good, but still have the, you know, still have their drink, still have their bagel once a week or whatever they have. You know, they have to find their way that works for them, because they'll soon realize if they drink too much or if they have a bagel, even one bagel, or maybe it's five bagels, it's going to make them feel like crap again. So I think it's a really interesting realization I've had in the last couple of years, that if you can really get people to experience that wellness, then you got. Then I don't have to convince. Then they sold.
Yes.
I've got them for life.
Yes, yes, and I agree. And that's the same thing with me and my practice and my clients. Once they start to, I always say, you know, it's so important to start small. Once you start small and declutter a space and take a look back, it feels so good that you almost get addicted to it, and you want to continue the process and keep getting rid of the clutter. And it's the same thing with the sugar and the gluten-free. And, you know, I know that because I've been following, you know, that, and I don't have gluten or sugar, and it's unbelievable the difference it makes. It's
really
unbelievable.
And people don't really get it until they experience it.
Yes, yes.
You know, they say, oh, it's just a fad, it's just this. And, you know, you get them to experience it, and that's it. I've seen this probably thousands of times now. It's like really, it's great to see. And so I think things are changing. And, you know, I see, you know, significant changes even in the last couple of years. There's a shift in the culture. People are starting to get it,
which is wonderful for all of us, really, to realize that, you know, so many people just don't even realize that gluten and even the sugar in a lot of fruits aren't good for you.
Well, they can be a problem. And the thing is, everyone's different. Some people can have more fruit than other people. For some people, fruit's not a problem. For some people, it is. I mean, I hate telling people fruit is an issue, but for some people, too much fruit is a problem.
Right, because of all the sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to the book a little bit, because, you know, it starts with the kitchen, and I know that you and Janice, you know, put some of this together, and her recipes are great, but the Lipman's 5 rules for cooking and eating, number one is get organized, so that makes me very happy.
Right.
Which is so true.
Yeah, I'm... You know, it's interesting to see our house, my little office. I'm very organized in with my music and my books and my stuff, and Janice organizes the kitchen. She's very organized. You know, we each have our own areas that are really organized, and we're not organized in other areas, but we have our little departments where we really organize, which makes a huge difference.
It does. It really does. And some of her recipes just sound so wonderful. I haven't tried anything yet, but I'm going to, because they're simple and they're just, you know, they really, They really are great.
And actually, she does my Pinterest page, you know, Frank Lipman, drfranklipman.com Pinterest.
Okay.
They have tons and tons of recipes on the Pinterest page. I mean, the thing is, there's so many healthy recipes now. You don't have, you know, you can eat delicious food and it doesn't have to be unhealthy.
Right, we don't have to stress about that.
I mean, they're great recipes in the book, which are her recipes, and that's how we eat for the most part at home. But now we've expanded it now on the Pinterest page, so it's sort of recipes from everywhere that are healthy and delicious.
Which is great. And the other place where I actually first read about you was on the ABC carpet blog, the Wellness Wednesdays, you know,
right.
Frank? It is. I love the blog. It's so spectacular. The information is great. There's always something great on a Wednesday that I like to read, and I recommend it to so many people out there. And one of the things that went on one of the blogs, you said, some of the things that people ask you is, how can I stay calm and centered with everything going on? And the short answer that you gave is by bringing awareness to the breath. And
right.
That's something that, you know, a lot of people haven't talked about. We're starting to talk about that, but it is so important.
Yep. The breath is your anchor. The breath is what brings you back. I mean, any meditation tradition will always teach you to breathe. Where, you know, even when you go to yoga classes, well, whatever tradition you learn, they always bring you back to the breath. The focus is always the breath, because the breath is the anchor. The breath is what grounds you. When you start getting in touch with your breath and aware of your breath, you're out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in the West, most of us live in our head, myself included. So it's
mm-hmm.
a great way to get out of your head and into your body.
It's to just stop and just breathe.
Right.
So along with the 6 weeks of healing, every day there is a daily beat. Let's talk
right.
about that a little bit.
Well,
the daily beat.
The idea was just to give people one daily tip, just to make it sort of palatable and easy for people. I had all these tips that I wanted to give people, and we sort of broke it down into a daily tip. So it was sort of, people could just read that tip for the day or use that tip for the day, whether it is to hang out with friends or stop sugar or to exercise in a certain way or to do a restorative yoga pose or to listen to music that you enjoy. So it was really breaking down what I'd seen help people what I see help people every day into a daily beat. You know, I use the daily beat to just sort of continue this concept of rhythm and being out of rhythm. And I'm also a music freak, so the whole rhythm and beat thing became
yes.
theme.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that. That's so great. You know, there are two that stand out that I really like. Don't should yourself.
Right.
That's so. That's really important and very different. And then there was one of the daily beats was reach out and touch someone. So simple yet so important.
Right. Well, I think touching in our culture is sort of a little bit. It's not encouraged because there's too often a sexual connotation. But if you look at most cultures, you know, give an example of going back to Africa. I mean, they're much more touchy-feely. They're holding hands and hugging. I think we're a little bit more conservative in the West with touching, and I think touching, which is, I'm talking about touching in a non-sexual way, is often very healing. I think, you know, we don't get enough physical touch from in our lives often, that's why I think, you know, sometimes the acupuncture, massage, I think being touched in a non-sexual way can be very healing. and it's just not something that's really encouraged in our culture. You've got to be careful of it because there's too often a connotation, and you know, I'm not saying, you know, that's always not the case, but too often the connotation of sexual, or there's a sexual connotation to the touching, and that is unfortunate.
Absolutely.
So it's a fine line, but you know, if you look at so many of the other cultures, there's much more of that warmth and, you know, hugging and holding hands and whatever, and I think that, you know, that's missing.
I agree. I mean, I'm a touchy-feely kind of person, so I think it's just so important to give a hug or a handshake or, you know, a kiss on the cheek. It's just so warm and welcoming. But what a great segue, Dr. Frank, because I know that you feel that that having orgasms is also so important to our immune system and feeling healthy, and I'd love to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's the same sort of, as you said, it's a segue. It's a similar, you know, we've given, too many things have a bad rap in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of them.
Yes.
So I think sex, touching, unfortunately, you know, and I understand why. I'm not acknowledging, you know, the problems, the potential problems, but I just think touch, sex, orgasms are all very healthy. And in fact, I mean, I don't know how relevant this is, but there was just a study, I think, with, I don't know, someone sent me with fruit flies and spermidin or something, that said fruit flies lived longer when they were given spermidin.
Really?
I saw someone said it as a joke, a study. But the point is, I mean, that's not... The point is, I think these are all very healing modalities. Unfortunately, not sort of recognized as such. I mean, we are a little bit uptight as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just another aspect of it.
Yes, I agree. And like you said before, it is changing. You know, the more of us that are out there talking about the subject and keeping it open and making it light, the easier it is for people to, you know, to accept.
Right. I mean, these are all, unfortunately, taboo sort of concepts, or we don't like to talk about it, but I think they are healing.
They are healing. I mean, I know, having an orgasm, whether you're with a partner or by yourself, you know, it's, you feel empowered. You know, I think it was somebody that said that it could be better than, you know, Botox. It's healthy,
right. Exactly.
You know, and
no, I agree. Yep.
You know, and that's free, and that's something that is just so enjoyable, and it could change your whole day.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, which is really nice. Now, another thing that you go over in the book is all these great exercises. Well, I want you to know I have tennis balls in the living room all the time, because that ultimate foot massage is
fantastic. I mean, that's
fantastic.
Well, that was the other thing about the book. I wanted to put in all these wonderful things that I've learned over the years and seen how much they've helped me and my patients into the book. And the using the tennis balls is just one of those easy things that you can do that makes such a big difference. And the foot massage, if any of your listeners have never done a foot massage with a tennis ball, and I have instructions in the book and on my website, it's just a wonderful, easy thing you can do, and it makes such a big difference. I mean, you feel so much better.
I know. It's just unbelievable that it does, because at first you're like, oh, you know, whatever. But it just relieves the tension and the stress.
Yep.
And then when you open your toes up and close them, and oh, it's a great one. That one is so great. Oh, and you know what else I love? The hip and back release.
Right.
With the, you know, we all get, our tushies get so whatever from sitting for so long, and
right.
that is a perfect
right.
release.
Right. Well, the tennis balls are just a great tool. Something I learned at Rancho La Puerta in Mexico. It's a spa in Mexico that I've been teaching at for the last 11 years, and one of the instructors there turned me on to, or they got turned on to it a couple of years ago, and I was just so blown away when they started doing it, and I just saw the difference that I incorporated it into the book. It's just, they're wonderful. Tennis balls are, now I travel everywhere with my tennis balls.
I know, and you know what? For $1.99, buy some tennis balls, everybody, because they will change your life.
Right. And that was the idea of the book, to show how these easy things that you can do by yourself, you don't need, they're cheap, they're easy to do, you don't need a practitioner. It's
right.
sort of basically self-massage, those tennis
yes.
balls.
And that's what's nice about the book and the plan. You really, it is set up, you can do this yourself. You know, you organize your kitchen, get a couple of tennis balls, go and get all, you know, the right foods, the recipes. It is all inclusive in here, which is great. And also, there's a list of, you know, the things that are good for you and the things that you need to stay away from. But what would you say for people that just want to get started on your program, besides picking up a copy of Revive and checking out your Pinterest and the blog, what are some of the top, you know, superfoods, in your opinion, that
well,
we should all have?
I think before we even get to the superfoods, is the big food groups that you should avoid, because you'll get more bang for your buck by avoiding the foods that trigger inflammation in your body than eating certain foods. So I get everyone off of sugar, gluten, and dairy, and processed foods, obviously, are the big foods that I get people off. And,
right.
And people feel so much better. You know, if you're looking at foods that you get the most bang for your buck, I think what I'm starting to tell more and more people to do is actually start fermenting foods or eating fermented foods. I think those are really important. I don't really talk about it in the book, but the more
mm-hmm.
we get to know about probiotics, and, you know, I recommend probiotics for everyone, but, I mean, if you want to get probiotics in your food, is eating, you know, kimchi or fermented foods in general are a good, you know, sauerkraut, kimchi are a really good food group. Some of the more unusual ones that I recommend, the chia seeds are fantastic. I put chia seeds in my shakes all the time.
Oh, I never tried those.
Chia chia
okay.
seeds are fantastic. I put
really?
Them every time, you know, I have a shake every day. I put chia seeds in. Avocados I put in my shakes. Avocado is just a wonderful food. Wild salmon, I think there's a big difference between wild salmon and farmed salmon. Farmed salmon
absolutely.
Is
mm-hmm.
not healthy, whereas I think wild salmon is a superfood. You know, obviously the broccoli and the spinach and those type of foods as well. But I think you know, and I have actually a wonderful blog on my 9 superfoods.
Yes, give us that. Let us know. How can people...
You go to www.drfranklipman.com, drfranklipman.com. I have lots of information. I have a blog on my favorite 9 superfoods. I think it's 7 or 9. I think it's 9.
I think it's 9,
originally
yeah.
It was 7, and then I made it 9.
mm-hmm.
But there's tons of information on the blog.
Yeah, the blog is really great. It is. There is tons of information. It's just endless, really. It's just
endless. Well, now, because I've been doing it for so many years, it's just so
mm-hmm.
many blogs. And, you know, we come out with 5, you know, blog Monday through Friday. My health coaches now I write a lot of blogs, and that's what I'm really excited about now. I've trained these health coaches who have changed my life and have changed my practice, because these are these wonderful young, I have six now, wonderful young women who actually live this life, who all went to the Integrative Institute of Nutrition, and then they come to my practice and they sit in with me with patients, and I've trained them, and they really are able to support patients through these lifestyle changes. So they will, after I've done the initial consultation, they'll sit down with the patient and they'll either go through the cleanse with them or go through the diet that we want them on, and the life, and teach them how to breathe and do all these changes, or support patients through the changes that, you know, doctors and me included don't have the time to sit down with people for another half an hour, an hour, and go through the specifics with them. And they do this with patients, and we actually have support online with my products. If people buy a cleanse online, they have the health coaches supporting them, or whatever they buy. So I have this support system with these unbelievable health coaches, which has made a huge difference to people doing what I ask them to do. So
of course,
they've really changed the way I practice and the success we get. And it's just a pleasure having these women who actually live this life and know the restaurants to go to and know the food. So, you know, there's one thing telling people to stop gluten, and there's another thing telling people, well, these are all the things you can eat instead.
Absolutely.
Stop dairy, these are all the things you can do instead. And try this recipe, try this shake, try this, go to this restaurant. So it's just an absolute pleasure to have these women working with me. It's just, I adore all of them.
Yes, and I tell you, I am sure they feel the same way about you. That's
100%. It's like having six more daughters, and the beauty of it is they live the life. It's not, this is how they live. It's sort of easier for them to teach people,
of course,
because this is the way they live. So it's just been an absolute pleasure, and maybe you should have some of them on your show. I mean, they're full of great information.
It's so funny that you're saying that, because when I met Jennifer, and she is so lovely,
right.
And I was thinking about that the other day. I said, you know what, I think I'm going to have a couple, you know, her come on if she would.
Yeah, I have Jennifer, they're unbelievable. They have unbelievable information. I mean, I'm completely amazed. I'm learning from them all the time because they know their food. I don't know my food like they know their food. So
Right.
Yeah, a lot of them are yoga teachers as well, and they, you know, so they actually tell, you know, I can say to someone, well, you should go to yoga, or you should meditate, or this is the way you should eat, and then they go into the specifics with people. So they actually really helping patients with the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they're living it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're living it, and they know it, and they can actually teach it. So I think it's just fantastic having them in my practice, and I think you should have them on your show. You'll see how wonderful they are. And start with Jennifer. She's wonderful.
I'm going to. It's so funny you're saying it, because when I met her, I said the same thing. She's so lovely and so knowledgeable. So I'm definitely going to do that. So I thank you.
Yeah, I'm just so impressed with this next generation. It's just wonderful to see. And I think part of it is because they live this lifestyle. They're not having to learn something. This is the way they want to live for themselves, and they're sharing it with whoever they can share it with. And now we have an extra layer, because I've taught them a lot of functional medicine too. So they're fantastic. They to me are the new wellness nurses. They are the people out there teaching wellness.
It's fabulous. It's so, so important.
It's really exciting.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
And, you know, and it's exciting when you experience it, like we were saying before, and you start getting rid of that clutter, if you will, and start feeling so good. You can't stop. There's no stopping. Once you experience the no gluten and the no sugar and the shakes and all the things that you're talking about, it's you got to keep going forward because you're feeling so good.
That's right.
It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here. This has just been spectacular.
I think you should continue an ongoing thing with speak to Jennifer, and she'll coordinate the health coaches.
Okay. I think we should do that.
Sorry. You'll see how I get out of them.
Yes, believe me, I felt that same way. And just walking into your office, like I said before, with those glorious Buddhas and the plants and the energy, and it was just really perfection. So
thank you.
Thank you. And we will talk soon.
Sounds good.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, Dr.
Bye-bye. Wow, wasn't that a great show? He is just so lovely. And again, if you're interested, which I advise everybody to check out Revive, R-E-V-I-V-E, stop feeling spent and start living again. And check out Dr. Frank Lipman's blog. It is really spectacular. What a great, great show. Anyway, let me just see here. I want to just finish up by saying that how important it is to get rid of the clutter in our lives and how important it is really to appreciate the beauty in our own selves. Putting the right foods into our bodies is the right step. And I just want to give you a couple of positive thoughts that you can say each day to help you feel good inside and out. When looking at yourself, why not say, my body is perfect the way it is? Or, I love and accept my body. Or, I am beautiful and sexy. Food nourishes me and energizes me. These are all positive thoughts and things that you can say to yourselves to help yourselves feel better inside and out. Whenever you think of your body, see it as the way you want it to be. Know that your body is perfect for you and say it out loud. Try doing this as often you can. It'll work. Always remember, you create your destiny and you are in control of your life. As far as the bit of clutter, we all have it. Just start getting rid of it. Like I said before, you'll feel the change, I guarantee it. If you want more information on getting organized, please check out my books, The Home Organizing Workbook and The Personal Organizing Workbook, along with Revive. They can be downloaded on Amazon. So I think they're the organizing Bible, so I think everybody should have a copy of it. They're filled with so many great tips and ideas, solutions, and projects for every room in your house. So thank you again for listening. I appreciate you sending me your stories, thoughts, and questions. Thanks so much for tuning in. And until next week, keep it simple.